People are struggling to find the right metaphor to describe the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Bigger than Puerto Rico, large enough to be seen from space. And Larry Schweiger of the National Wildlife Federation said this about BP's cleanup efforts.
It's a little bit like fighting a giant forest fire with a squirt gun.
The fact is, the slick in the Gulf is not likely to rank in the top five largest spills, probably not even the top 30. But it's large enough to make California's governor rethink his support for offshore drilling.
And you see this enormous disaster, and you say to yourself, why would we want to take that risk?
Smaller than the Ixtoc disaster, large enough to horrify. Getting perspective on the oil spill in the Gulf. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 5th. And, you know, perspective doesn't necessarily mean you truly understand all the impacts.
Well, seeing something
from
space,
something.
You begin to get an idea. But, of course, it's, you know, it's a thin slick. The question is how much depth in that oil. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. We begin with the case of the United States versus Faisal Shahzad. He's reportedly admitted his role in the attempted car bombing of Times Square over the weekend. He also told federal agents he received explosives training at a terrorist camp in Pakistan. Attorney General Eric Holder says Shahzad's talking to authorities even after he was read his Miranda rights.
He has been and continues to be questioned by federal agents. As a result of those communications, Shahzad has provided useful information to authorities.
He's charged with several terrorism-related crimes, including attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. But why was he allowed to board that flight for Dubai? The FBI had been watching him since Sunday night, according to reports, but lost him for a few hours the next day. In the meantime, Shahzad booked his flight and paid in cash, even though he'd been placed on the no-fly list less than 3 hours earlier. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says the alarm was sounded when federal agents saw Shahzad's name pop up on their radar.
They were able to match it once the plane manifest was complete, go on the plane and arrest him.
Investigators are now looking at possible links to the Pakistani Taliban.
And now to that massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, where the news keeps getting worse. A BP executive now says it's conceivable as much as 60,000 barrels of oil could leak every day. That's 10 times higher than the current estimate. Joining us now is Robert Emmett Hernan. He's the former senior counsel for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. So, Bob, other oil spills have been worse than this one by an order of magnitude. But does that lesser amount of oil in this spill mean translating to a comparable reduction in damage?
No, I think common sense tells us the larger the spill, the more oil out there, the larger the damage is. But it depends on the ecosystem and the natural and commercial resources that are put at risk. There was an oil spill off South Africa that threatened some penguin colonies. There's only 4,000 gallons spilled, but it took 10,000 people to try and clean up and save those penguins.
Wow.
And millions of dollars. So it really depends on the ecosystem and commercial resources that are at stake.
Okay, Robert Hernan, stay with us. We'll be back with you in a moment.
Weak Tea Party in politics yesterday. Primary voters in three states made their Senate picks. Indiana Republicans chose Dan Coats over a Tea Party candidate. In Ohio, Lieutenant Governor Lee Fisher will carry the Democratic banner this fall. And a runoff vote was called in North Carolina.
At least 32 African Americans are running for Congress this year as Republicans. That's the largest number since the Reconstruction days. There hasn't been a Black Republican in Congress since 2003. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on her parliament to fast-track approval of nearly $30 billion in aid for Greece. She says the future of Europe may be at stake.
That's getting crazy over there.
Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. The futures are up as well. Dow will start at 10,926, the S&P at 1,173, and the NASDAQ at 2,424. We're going to give you a profile, a biography of the alleged Times Square bomber, Faisal Shahzad, in about a half an hour. We do know he was well-educated, middle-class, two kids, had ambitions to work in finance. Should he have gotten a visa to begin with? What kind of person should we be looking to come to America? Let us know at 8778-MYTAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org.
Coming up, we're going to look at the world's worst oil spills and if they compare to the Gulf Coast crisis.